What if?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Murdoch.
Modoc?
Yeah.
Howling Mad Modoc.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to send that in.
To Twitter.
Super Shadow.
Yeah? You're not just going to throw it away on Twitter?
Fucking Twitter. Fuck. That's it. That's all I have to say on the topic.
Wow.
That's what it's come to.
All right.
What if I took all my anti-Twitter sentiment to write to Twitter, man? What then? They would never fucking expect that shit.
Write them a letter?
Yeah. Oh, I should write them a letter.
Yeah.
141 characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't fucking stop me. Will not abide by your tyrannical limitations of character input. There. The final there would be the word that pushed it over the edge.
140 characters.
Four is gross. They should have made 144 and called it gross.
Yeah.
Gross.com.
Agree.
Oh, so what else is in the news?
Nothing.
Okay, see you later.
Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah,
Hurricane Katrina.
Hurricane Katrina and the waves.
It's back.
Get it?
I do get
How
it.
How dare they? How dare they have invented that band?
Is that really a band?
Katrina and the Waves? Ow! Bum, bum, bum. Walking on sunshine. Oh,
is that who did that?
It's Katrina and the Waves.
Oh, wow. Man, you know everything.
I do know everything.
You went to college.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about
it. That's where I learned everything.
Tell me all about college, Brian.
Nah.
Start at day one.
Hold on.
What was day one of college like?
Cut the music. Man, I don't know. I went to college right after high school. I was just 16 years old. And I moved in with my brother, who was already at that college.
Okay, so you cheated.
Yeah, it was a big cheat.
You copied
and really,
off
it was only, it's like, it was an hour away from my hometown, so it was barely moving away from home. Plus, not to mention, you moved in with your brother. You might as well be moving back in with your dad. If you had an older brother.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
What if you had an older twin?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, baby, more of the same.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah.
Man, would you make out with your twin?
If I had a twin?
Yeah.
If we were actual, like, twin brothers?
Oh, you could be brother and sister, I suppose.
Wait.
Can you be an identical brother and sister twin?
No.
But why not?
Yuck.
No, but...
It's gross, it's not, that's why not.
Goes against all the laws of nature.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
Okay.
That would be different chromosomes.
Yeah, but, you know, like there's the twins that don't look anything alike and they just happen to come out at the same time, right?
Yes.
And so that's what all male-female twins are?
Yes. All male-female twins are two eggs.
They should fix that. They should make a way... So you can have an identical brother and sister. Like, they wouldn't really be identical, you know, but I think that would be neat. Come on, science. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Two eggs and two spuzzes, by the way.
Oh. Same dad?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think it has to be, no.
Do you know any twins?
Not anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did one of them... So I'm sorry, this might be true. Did one of them die and then they were no longer twin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
My dad, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, his he had a baby twin brother.
Oh.
For not very long at all.
Weird.
Yeah. So, but then I didn't have any twins, you know?
Yeah, but... The night is still young.
Well, you know.
Hmm?
I used to work with a twin.
Yeah?
His name was Drew, and he had this. He had a twin brother...
Twin sister named Anne.
Oh, no, sure, for Serval Gerdner. No, his twin brother's name was Robbie. Robert. And his dad's name was Robert. And his
Robbie
grandfather's
Robert?
Name was Robert. And Robert was born first.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, he totally had the shitty extra kid twin syndrome. Like,
oh man,
it was pretty brutal.
Your backup.
What?
Backup. You're the backup.
Oh.
There's that line
right,
in
him.
Observe
yeah, totally.
Report. Did you see Observe and Report?
No.
Oh, it's really good.
What is that? Matt Damon in that?
Nope.
Matt Damon kind of chunked out?
No, that's Informant.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have not seen yet.
That's a Mike Judge movie about smells.
Smells?
Or about Kristen Wiig and someone else.
Extract?
Yeah, how was that movie?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's Mike Judge, so it's pretty, you know,
yeah,
smart and good and stuff, but it's not, I didn't find it to be laugh out loud funny, like, oh my god, jokes are coming at me and this is great. It was just more like, oh, huh, yeah, mm-hmm. It was more like, oh, it's funny how depressing this is, or something, you know? Like, it's funny, but it's not jokey, is the thing. But it was good, I enjoyed it.
Did they base it on Jim Gaffigan routines?
Off of what?
Jim Gaffigan routines? You weren't laughing out loud, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What? I'm like doing this movie. I don't
think. Dude. No, Jim Gaffigan's got to do some riff tracks.
Oh my god. It would be like riff tracks on the riff tracks.
Yep.
only he could do it. Help us, Jim Gaffigan. You're et cetera, because I'm not going to finish that.
What? What is that? What is that from? Is that from something? Is that
from a movie?
Is that from the Pirates of the Caribbean? The first one?
Maybe.
I watched that last night.
Maybe.
It was some good shit. I really like that movie. It was
the
very fun.
One?
Yeah, it was.
That's
good.
The only one I've ever seen, and yeah, it is good.
It's fun.
Yeah,
that's my review of it. Is wow, that's fun. But you know, here's my problem with it.
Okay.
And here's my problem with any movies with sword fights.
Oh, it doesn't seem like they're actually trying to kill each other. They're just trying to hit swords.
In the olden days, I think back when there was sword fights, it wasn't like ting 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 and all this dance around shit. It was like fucking ting ting dead, or like ting dead.
That's only if there's one person who's really good at sword fighting, one person who's not as good. If both are equally expert sword fighters, which...
Then it's ting, ting, dead, dead.
Well, no, but it, like, yeah, because seriously, if you think about fencing, there's a touche, you know, scored a lot more frequently. Like, it's points, right? They hit each other and it's a point, and then they reset and they keep going, right? And in a real sword fight, you get stabbed, you might not die, but really, if you get touched, there's a good chance that you're done, you know?
Yeah.
And that's going to happen a lot quicker than, yeah. So really, if the sword fight is going to go on that long, as you say, there should be injuries and maimingment throughout, I think, until it's like, oh no, this guy, like, he can't even use his arm, he had to switch to his other arm. Oh no, he got poked in the leg, and, you know, it should be really gruesome, I think. But, you know, it's a pokey sword, not a break your arm sword, kind of Braveheart style or something, you know.
Like choppy?
Yeah.
It's more just pokey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, samurai style.
That's, oh, yeah.
You know, you've played Bushido Blade.
Yes. You know, not even any ting.
It's like, no, it's like...
On your mark, it said dead.
Yeah, that guy pushed the button, and so therefore he wins.
Yeah, I love that game.
Push button to win. Yeah, great concept, but man, fucking difficult.
Yeah, in the loading time.
That was the waiting is the hardest part, they say.
Yeah. Oh, who sang that? Was that Katarina in the Waves?
It was Katarina Witt, the figure skater.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
She was a twin.
Finger skating?
Yeah.
That'd be a good trick.
God.
You know, a little glove of ice skate fingertips, and you gotta...
Oh, like
don't touch, if you touch the ground.
Well, it's that thing with the you finger skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
You get little miniature skateboard sets.
Mm-hmm.
All that tweet deck. that thing. What's going to be great is in a year we're going to listen back to. No, we're not. But someone's going to listen back to this episode and go tweet deck. That sounds like a thing. What is that?
Yeah.
And it'll be as though we're talking about Friendster.
It's true. They'll go to TweetDeck and it'll redirect to Friendster.
Yeah, it'll be hot links to TweetDeck.
I bet if you type in GeoCities now, that's what happens. if you try
did
to go...
Did they build GeoCities on rock and roll?
Guess not. Mm. They built it on sand. Just silt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Silt Spectre.
Silt Spectre.
Silt Expectorate.
Is that Siphon Filter? Is that what you're doing there?
Yes, it is.
It's really?
Yep, those words are the same. You just heard them differently.
Oh, yeah. You know who the main guy in that game was? Remember that guy's name? You know that guy's name?
Simon Silver.
Oh, Gilbert. Gabe Logan.
What? Gabe Astard.
You know, speaking of, hey, that's a great name there. Yesterday I went on to YouTube.com. And
hold on, write this down. What is this now?
Okay, YouTube.
Et cetera, et cetera. Let's just push forward past that. Never mind. Sorry, okay. I never said it.
Then I went to music videos.
Oh, is there a whole section for that?
Yeah. And then I sorted by date, because I wanted just the freshest, latest.
No, you reverse sort that, and you watch the Buggles.
Man.
I'm walking on video, kill the radio star. Oh, oh, oh.
What was the second video? I forget already. I knew that just a couple weeks ago. But
it was a little man walking on the moon.
You know, Entertainment Weekly gave Extract
the flag
C+.
That had MTV on it.
C+. That's what they gave Extract. What? Entertainment Weekly, they gave Extract a C+.
I would probably give it a little bit higher than that, but it depends on what your expectations are, for sure.
Rod Chubb.
Rod Chubb?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That's the video I found. I went to YouTube and I searched sort of by date, and I'm like, hey, what's this video? It's the guy playing a yellow Ibanez, and it looks like it's in his garage. I'll check this out. And the dude totally looks like the Eric Wareheims, you know?
Okay, sure.
And, you know, it's just a little song he wrote, Maiden's Mist, and it's a pretty
Did he sing
tune.
It note by note, perchance?
No. No, he wrote it. He tootled it. He just, all he did was play it.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that, you know?
That sounds like a saxophone from the 80s.
Ooh,
there's going to be there's a sexy lady getting out of a hot tub, and she's got this bikini that goes all the way up to her ribs, and it makes her crotch look weird.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that style?
Good times.
I don't care for that.
No?
Making ladies' butts look weird.
You like just trunks? You like those
tell you what I like. Let me tell you what I like.
Olden time diving suit.
You're gonna think I'm a fag, but
all right.
I like a girl in boy underwear.
Yeah.
What does that say about me?
That is totally gay.
I know. Damn it.
But that's okay.
Well, different strokes, right?
Yeah. I like that too, though. It's good
you
stuff.
Like different stroke?
No. A girl in boy underwear. But doesn't that ruin the upskirts? Isn't that?
Oh, I don't care about that. If all I wanted to do was see a skirt and a little bit of underwear, I can look at that on myself.
Oh, yeah. I suppose. You dress up like a lady? You ever dress up like a lady?
Not lately, but maybe. I could do that, I guess.
You should do that at SPX next time. Yeah, be the lady who does Job Goblin, and you really sell through that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My upstairs gabers are always trying to, like, every Halloween, they're like, do you want to be a lady for Halloween? And I'm like,
it's February, get out of here.
But I know they would do fucking bang-up job, you know, and it would be, like, totally a thing, but, you know, it's like, dudes who dress up as ladies for Halloween, come on.
That's not a costume.
Not really.
You gotta dress up as a lady's job, like stewardess, or Ooh. Secretary.
Yeah.
Or some third thing that women
Wait,
do.
Maybe I'll dress up, I'll get a monkey costume.
Yeah.
And then dress up as a monkey lady, put the lady costume on top of the monkey costume.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, a combat helmet on top of it.
What about, like, a lady Darth Vader?
Ah, oh, fucking, I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Or lady, Darth Vader.
I was trying to present that idea without saying any of the words,
yeah.
So that the listening audience could infer that we were talking about Star Wars. But
dude, the only reason people listen to the show is because they can't stop thinking about Star Wars. They're like trying to work.
You know why no one can stop thinking about Star Wars? Because no one will fucking stop talking about it. How can I
Good morning,
forget
Internet.
You if you don't ever leave or something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, well, let's get serious.
Ice Pirates.
Okay, you seen that movie? I didn't see it.
I haven't seen that in a long time, and I downloaded it a while ago.
Is it about hockey?
My voice there. I didn't really get around. I downloaded it like at the same time I downloaded Krull.
Okay.
And watched Krull, and I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was like, oh, fucking hell, I should watch Ice. And it was like, oh, it's too much, like, childhood sci-fi action for now. I have to put that away. And I never got back to it. So, but maybe I will. So maybe we'll do that as a book club. Spy vs. Pot book movie club. We're going to watch this, and we're going to talk about it. Not at the same time. That would be rude.
And then the listening audience can go, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I know. I just watched it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I know. I saw that. That was obvious.
Yep. You ever see, look at one of the mini-sodes they got on YouTube's?
Mini-sodes.
Yeah, they'll take like an episode of Facts of Life, cut it down to 5 minutes.
No.
Just the A story, pretty quick.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, it's awesome.
What about just B stories?
That would be fine, too.
That would be weird.
Just an episode made out of B stories.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares, Natalie?
Yep. But it's pretty good, man. It made me think they should sell like a box set of the complete G.I. Joe in that format. Because I think that'd be nice to watch the old G.I. Joes, but
just the action parts.
Do I want to invest all those hours? No, not even that. Just the parts you remember. Just cut the episodes down to 5 minutes apiece. And then
really, all they need to do is have a loop of them shooting lasers while playing laser hockey, trying to get the piece of the Weather Dominator.
Yeah, that's the only part I'm gonna watch.
That's the only thing I care about. They push the thing, and they have skates. The Cobra guys have skates built into their boots, don't they?
And when Boatman goes crazy.
Boatman.
Yeah.
Cutter?
Shipwreck.
Cutter? Shipwreck. Which one did he go crazy in?
Was it Shipwreck that went crazy? There was one that was...
Oh, probably.
What was the name of the episode? Like, Can I Play Isn't With it? Madness or something? It was good.
I don't...
Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
It's a good one.
Isn't it weird how Shipwreck became, like, one of the main characters of the whole show?
They needed a Han Solo.
He was pretty much it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he was a loose cannon. He was the one who was kind of like, I'm a sailor. I don't fucking care. And they're like, no, you have to go on this mission. He's like, eh.
They met him in a Cobra bar. A Cobra bar!
You know.
A Cobra bar.
It's called the Blue Oyster, I believe. Wow. Can we talk about G.I. Joe some more, please?
You said we can't talk about Star Wars.
Fucking, what else is on the list?
It's a God short list.
It. Let's talk about politics for once.
Okay.
Do you like politics?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No, too.
Nancy Sinatra.
You mean Nancy Reagan?
Uh-huh. What's the first thing you think of, dang old Nancy Reagan? What's the first thing you think of?
Winners don't use drugs.
That's pretty good.
Do drugs. Use drugs or do drugs?
I don't know.
Because if she said don't do drugs, like, doing drugs to me sounds more like what drug doers would say, you know? Sounds more like street slang.
Right.
Go do some drugs, man. You know?
Yes.
It's like if you were teaching health class in a elementary school, and you're teaching kids all about doing it, right?
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't have said doing it, but... You're teaching them about the sex. You wouldn't be like, so when you're doing a lady, you know?
No.
You wouldn't say that. That's something that you would say in conversation, slang-wise.
Okay.
GMGs. So, doing, so if she said winners don't do drugs, I would disagree with that. If she said use drugs, oh, but maybe the difference is, maybe using drugs is like, for when you have legit prescriptions and stuff.
That's true. You're
using them because it's use. It's not abusing or...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It should be winners don't abuse drugs.
I would say.
Moderation is the key. That's what it should be.
And plus, isn't that a bad thing to put it at the front of arcade games? Because, like, what if you were on drugs and you beat Narc or... Bad dudes or something, right? And you won, and you're like, well, my whole reality is a sham. You just told me winners don't use drugs, and I used drugs and I win.
The opposite of that, you know?
If you don't do drugs, you lose. Not going to be as good
and
as
you're
video
like,
games, that's for sure.
Well, it says right there, winners don't thing.
So
and
why
then,
even bother? If you're not on drugs, don't even bother playing this game.
And then you play the game, and then you lose. You're like, wow, I might as well do drugs. Because clearly, I'm not a winner.
Yeah, and what is a winner?
I'll tell you what a winner is. Steve Wolfhard, who sent in baby wipes. Let's talk about baby wipes.
Baby wipes. I want my baby wipe, baby wipe, baby wipe.
For those of you who are out to lunch right now, or fucked up in some way, for those of you dropping the ball, here's how you're dropping the ball. We are accepting live things on Twizzle.
Oh, fucking A. We should totally tell people things like that.
I just did.
Oh, my God.
And Robert Newsom sent in pizza and Star Wars. Thanks. It's good. It's thank you. So,
dick.
That's handled.
Let's phone him up and chew him out.
And I don't know if Jess Fink's keyboard can type anything that isn't Star Trek related. So she says,
I think that
Star Trek.
She should start up a Twitter account called Shit My Picard Says. And then get a TV deal. Do you think that TV show is ever going to come out?
Shit My Picard Says?
Yeah. No, the Shit My Dad Says. You know about that? You know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think that, you know, because everything that is remotely a good idea, Hollywood will buy. They'll say, we want that just in case, you know? They fucking stick their flag in it.
Throw it in a coffee can, bury it in the yard.
Oh, you know what's great is when you get like a sandwich or a cheese or something with a little flag stuck in it. That's great. I like that.
The flag of the country of origin of the sandwich?
Yeah. I think we got like a platter of Quiznos or something one time.
Yeah.
And they stuck a little flag in each one saying what kind it was. Instead of like individually wrapping them all.
Nice.
Making a platter.
Yeah.
And little flags in it. Like, oh, that's fucking great.
I like that. Then you could remember the sandwich. You could rebuild the sandwich from the flag down.
You could make it stronger.
All right, baby wipes.
Yes?
What do you think about them?
What's up, baby wipes?
Using them, I'm saying. Like, would you switch to baby wipes for shitting?
Wouldn't switch to. I would use them as a supplement.
As a finisher?
Yes. Closing pitcher.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't use the word pitcher when you're talking about your butthole.
What?
You might get humped by a dude.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be that bad.
I've always thought that was a good idea. And it's weird because, like, you go to the store and you have that, you know, you're high and you're like, oh, shit. Like, the checkout clerk's going to know how high I am by how much junk food I'm buying.
Yeah.
And so if you buy baby wipes, it's like, oh, shit, they're going to know I don't have no kids and I'm taking this home to wipe my butt with. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all you gotta do is get over that. They don't know. You could have a kid. You could have several kids. They have no idea.
How many?
You could be buying them for somebody else.
Well, yeah.
Buy some condoms while you're at it to cover it up.
I'm thinking long term.
Yeah.
These condoms are gonna fail.
Just in case. No, maybe the baby wipe would be good for fucking.
What?
What?
That's.
No.
What?
Why?
It's got baby right in the name.
So?
You can't do that.
Well.
I don't see how that would help either. That's not very absorbent. I don't think.
Oh, maybe. What about panty liners?
That is a good idea.
Cover up the smell.
Thanks, Steve. No, there was back when the babies did have to get wipes there, man. There's like lavender scented ones. Oh, the smell just made me gag.
I don't care for the smell of lavender, except for real lavender, I guess, but even then.
Yeah.
And also baby's breath. And also, that is a terrible name for a thing.
Old milk.
Is there like a flower called, like, senior's breath or something? denture breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. I think that's the way of the future. They shouldn't call them baby wipes, though.
No, that's I guess more to the point of what I was saying is that like you feel kind of weird about buying that product, and it should just be like, what would you call it?
They've always got pictures of like naked babies right on them.
Like you could just call it Wet Nap, right? Like I mean, is
that
a brand?
Gross. I don't like that either. That's ugh. Nap. I don't know. I don't like that. Makes me think of like ass dreads.
A wet nap, is that the same as a wet dream, do you think?
Yeah.
A short one?
Ass wipes, that's what they should call them.
ass wipes.
Ass wipes.
Was there be like a cute cartoon donkey on the front?
No, just a fucking grizzly butt.
A grizzly bear. Why don't those grizzly bears on the Charmin commercials use wet naps? Baby wipes.
First licks? Burlapping?
Toilet paper ads?
What about them?
Would you like to talk about them?
Blue liquid?
I wonder about them sometimes.
Yeah?
It's weird. They're weird.
I guess.
Everyone has to wipe their ass, but no one wants to really talk about it, man.
Yeah, I know.
We're giving you the real shit.
And like, dang old, if you want to, like, well, I just need a little toilet paper. You can buy 4 rolls for like $7, or you can buy 32 rolls for $9.
Sounds like you're talking about like buns, like dinner rolls.
Yeah, but it's like, why do people always point and laugh at the big bale of toilet paper in your cart? You know?
Yeah, that guy's gonna go take a huge shit right now.
I'm not. I'm not going to wipe it. Even if I was.
Using it all at once. Come on. It's like when someone buys like a flat of soup, you know?
Yeah.
He's got 12 cans of soup. How much soup is he making right now? It sounds like I was impersonating some comedian, but I wasn't. Now I'm trying to figure out what comedian that would be.
God, go ahead and eat all that soup right now.
Yeah. It's Joe Rogan. That's what you're doing right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, is that guy making all that soup right now?
Good as I can do.
Okay, what about ting, 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 stab, stab, stab?
Yeah, I guess.
This is already lying.
Aw.
Aw.
Did you,
What do you think about that? What do you think about the already lying?
I don't know about him.
Come on.
What, he's a drug addict who gets depressed all the time, and this time he almost killed himself again.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
So what?
So what?
Well, I don't fucking know him.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Get mad.
Write him a letter? I don't want to get mad about that.
I just feel so bad. That's just so embarrassing. I would think that would be so embarrassing.
I don't know.
I'd be mortified.
Mortified Richler.
I would. I mean, it's just, you know? Because people get like, oh, it was a cry for help. And he'd be like, no, it wasn't a cry for help. I was trying to kill myself. Fuck you.
Maybe he wanted to try and kill himself with embarrassment.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. It's weird because most people who kill themselves aren't famous.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you handle it?
And even most famous people don't kill themselves, which is also weird.
Well, how do we know?
That's true.
If you heard Bob Hope died of heart failure, let's say, how do you know he didn't do it himself?
I suppose he did. Heart failure, that's suicide, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it's not like someone came in and stabbed him in the heart.
No.
He fucking did it himself somehow.
So all deaths by natural causes are really just...
should be ruled a suicide, and you do not get to go to heaven.
Wow.
Unless you were an all dog.
All right, here we go. We got another one here.
Oh,
finally.
Great.
Thank shit.
Yes.
This comes from Yellow Chardigan. It's about sidewalk shoveling.
Yellow Cardigan.
Sidewalk shoveling.
Sidewalk chubbling.
How often?
Shovelings.
Etiquette.
Sidewalk cracklins. Let's talk about cracklins instead.
Hacks? That's what she says. Sidewalk shoveling. How often? Etiquette and hacks. Okay, so sidewalk
hacks.
Shoveling. Do you do it?
Oh, how to hack it? Like life hacking your shoveling?
Yes.
Blowtorch.
How do you do it? Do you shovel? How do you do it?
And buzzsaw.
Do you have to?
And if you have time, Zartan.
Do you have snow?
There's no snow here. It's been a really mild winter so far. We've had like a little, tiny little skiffle of snow, I think, maybe once or twice, but nothing. And it's not even really very cold. It's been really nice, and it just feels like extension of autumn, and I don't mind it.
Man.
But when I went home for Christmas back up north, there was snow. It wasn't really snowing, but it was, because it was too cold. It was kind of minus 16, and really cold. There was snow on the ground, which is nice. But didn't involve any shoveling because nothing was falling. Usually I shovel snow once a year when I go home. So that's nice.
Yikes.
I know. It's great.
I gotta do that shit all the time. I got a whole ice bank out there right now. But we have to shovel within 24 hours.
Are you putting quarters into it?
Fresh in there. No.
Hey, when was the last time you had a money cake?
Money cake?
You ever have money cake?
Money cake.
Fucking money cake, mister.
No.
Do you make a money cake for your kids?
Money cake?
You don't know what a money cake is?
No.
Fucking kidding me?
Who are you chatting with? What are you doing?
None of your business.
I'm looking up money cake. I could look up money cake.
You put money inside the cake, right? You bake the money into the cake, and then when
Aw, that's fucking disgusting. That's not real. Come on.
You wash the money, and then you... Did I dream this?
I know there's a when you get there's a French
cake,
thing.
You might get a quarter in it or a dime.
No, I don't remember what the thing is, but I know there's a French thing where there's like a little ceramic queen or a ceramic fucking something in there, and whoever gets the queen of the party. But money cake, that's fucking sick. Nickel poisoning.
No, there's a way to do it.
I don't know.
I don't think you bake it into the cake. I think you shove it in later. You can wrap them in
condoms.
Like, exactly.
Just fucking condoms full of nickels all shoved into cake. Barf. I have to snow shovel within 24 hours or I get a ticket. Within 24 hours of the snow stopping.
From your wife?
No, from the fucking city. Like, your sidewalks have to be cleared.
Oh, really? Do you have to do the road part as well, or the sidewalk?
Just the sidewalk, and then, like, the sidewalk leading to the house is good, too.
Do you have to meet up to your neighbors shoveling?
Yeah.
You can't just, like, well, I did my part, and then there's clear, and then there's, like, a yard-sized chunk of snow.
No, you gotta do the whole, your whole front of property sidewalk type.
Kind of blows.
Yeah, what really kind of blows is that my neighbors have a snowblower, and they just, and they're done. And they go right up to the line, you know? Which I understand. If the tables were turned, I'd do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like, it was so easy for them, and now I have to humph. Because, you know, I got to shovel a lot of fucking snow. And the way I do it...
It's good for you. It's good cardio.
Is I do the whole thing, I do it sideways. I cut in from the middle, and I shovel to the edge of the sidewalk. I go all the way down that way, and then I do it sideways, coming back the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Sideways. You do one long strip, and then you zigzag it?
No, I...
Not zigzag, but...
I filigree the whole side, like, going up the side, and then I come back down on the other side and go... So I'm just shoveling onto the sides, you know what I'm saying? From the center. I don't do, like, the long push. That's just... You're not doing anything. You're going to get one scoop of snow at the end.
For those of you who are just joining, Phil's giving his pube shaving tips.
That's right. Oh, and Barack Obama sent us. Secretary Sebulba discusses how health reform will provide secure and stable insurance for American families. That guy's not funny.
Do you know what was good? Let's not talk about Star Wars, but this is probably old news to everybody, but I never saw it. But Steve just showed me those. It's the guy who does the reviews of movies, and I wish I had more to describe what it was.
You talking about the guy who talked over the whole episode one?
Pretty much. Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll find a link for it and I'll show it.
You know,
I
see that. Everyone's already seen it. By the time the show goes up.
Yeah. No, but it was like, it's like, okay, great. Some guy's fucking talking about why this movie's stupid, but he does a really good job and it's actually very funny.
Is that your riff tracks of his review?
No.
Real fucking funny guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to be so sarcastic about a real fucking funny guy. Yeah, he did a bunch of Star Treks and Back to the Futures and stuff, and he just sort of, his delivery sort of sounds like Kevin from The Office.
Okay.
And it's funny, it's good. We'll post up a link. And
Kevin from The Office US?
Yes.
Did you guys get a Canadian Office?
Keith from the UK Office is this equivalent.
How's Canadian Office going?
Oh, man, I wish. We'd have Ron James and probably Sarah Polly. No, not Sarah Polly. Who am I thinking of?
Polly Oxenfree. You ever see Le Bureau?
The what?
Le Bureau.
No, no. Is it subtitled?
No. I don't think it is. It's French Office from France, and it's the full UK season one translated into French with all new actors.
Hmm.
Pretty good.
I bet the boss has an even bigger nose.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean.
And everyone wears stripes.
French people have huge noses.
Berets and cheeses.
Raisin Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Two scoops of Jesus.
Yep. You guys all...
What if a raisin randomly had two scoops of bran?
Mon...
Be more successful?
Stapleur on le fromage. Jim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean...
You mean jello?
Ghee?
No, oh, instead of putting the stapler in the jello, it's just a big lump of cheese.
How would he know?
Oh, cheese jello.
Nacho cheese jello.
Gee.
I don't know if you can make that.
Hmm?
They should make that. Cheesy jello? Why not? Cheese flavored jello? There's not enough cheese flavored things.
Yeah. The thing is, like, cheese flavor, because there's so many different flavors of cheese possible,
mm-hmm.
imitation cheese kind of hits the mark a lot more than a lot of other imitation flavors.
I bet if you got, like, cheese-flavored potato chips and they actually were cheese-flavored, you'd throw up right away.
Depends on the cheese.
No?
Or they're, like, brie-flavored. You're like, not very good.
This. Pre-textured.
I would eat some brie.
Pre-textured potato chips.
Melted?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's wet mush.
What if cheese was really good for you?
Nacho cheese baby wipes.
Let's create a new reality where cheese is good for you. Like, you have to, cheese is equivalent to vegetables.
Okay. Welcome to America.
You guys didn't get the memo. You have to eat a cheese of every color of the rainbow.
Oh, man.
Including the red wax on baby bells.
So the food pyramid is all different types of cheese, and then, like, at the very bottom,
it's actually
other
shaped
food.
Like a bunch of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit, there it is right there.
I know. It's right in the name.
No. Fuck, Brian. Food pyramid shaped like a piece of pizza.
A Toblerone.
It's a pizza pyramid of pizza food.
Are you going to pop those peas a little bit more there?
Sorry.
Popping peas.
I need a windscreen.
Yes.
And a breath screen.
Your ass.
I'll cover my microphone in baby wipes. And sidewalk etiquettes. You know what Jess Fink said?
Nope.
This is what she said to us. Don't fuck with me, man. Or don't fuck with me, man. Eric?
Don't fuck with me, man.
Yep. I don't know what that means.
Merman. She meant Merman from He-Man.
What do you think
What if He-Man was called Me-Man? What then?
When was the last time you told someone not to fuck with you?
Don't fuck with me. I don't think I've ever said that.
Yeah?
Now's the time. Bill, don't fuck with me.
Whoa, shit!
See? Look. Look
yeah, I don't like it.
I probably typed that at somebody.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you type, haha. That's don't fuck with me. No, all lowercase, just haha with a space in the middle, no punctuation. That is don't fuck with me. That's not funny. Why did you send me that?
That's right.
But three ha's. That's
you
like
put spaces in between, and you're like, now you're just being a dick.
Yeah.
Like every time you do it. You want to talk about typing habits of people?
Who?
That's our real market. You know why? Because most people that we talk to via letters on screen.
Yeah,
right?
We type them. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you said Jess Fink's keyboard only, she pushes a Star Trek macro and whatever. That's what people really want to hear now.
Typing.
Typing of the dead.
All right. How do you do it?
How do you type? Home row.
Really?
I'm a home row sexual.
My keyboard's under my desk. I can't even see it when I type, really.
Oh, do you have like a little hand cover?
But I have to look. It's on a little stand under my desk so I can fit my like music keyboard up on my desk or my drawing tablet, but never my typing
keyboard. I have one of those like slide out tray desk things.
Oh, tray?
Keyboard and mouse is on a tray that you can slide in, put away.
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, here we go.
So I have desk in front of me where I can put shit.
Yeah.
So you collect more.
So it's an actual desk.
Garbage. It's what?
So it's an actual desk.
Yeah, it's like this IKEA sort of L-shaped thing that I'm not using as an L-shaped thing. But yeah, it has like a whole computer part. And like down by your feet, there's a little shelf like off to the side where you put your tower. If you have a tower-style computer, which I do. Do.
Wow. We got another topic.
Okay, go for it. Caller, topic, go ahead.
Jason Turner says, finding somewhere to get my hair cut is always such a huge challenge. I may have to default to the home buzz.
We just assume that everything on Twitter is drug getting. That's not bad, man. That's not bad.
It saves
you
people
ever cut
time.
Your own hair? See, look how easy.
Yeah,
it is.
I know. Oh I do.
How? Why didn't we?
I do cut my own hair. I do. That's why it's so long.
Dramatic.
I'm my own hair cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to cut my own hair, but then you actually go to a hair cutter, right? Mm-hmm. And then they're all like, "Did you cut your own hair?" And you're like, yeah, I did. Like, yeah, I can tell. And they make you feel bad about it. You're like, oh, fuck you. Come on, it didn't look that bad, did it? Like, honestly, no one other than a hairdresser has ever said to me, did you cut your own hair?
Right.
No one gives a shit. And it's like, you know, it's like only people of that profession can tell. You know?
Agreed.
It's like my brother-in-law is a like sort of Finnish carpenter kind of joiner kind of guy, whatever. And so he's all about woodwork and construction type stuff and cabinetry and all that. And so he can walk into a place and he can see how everything is done wrong, like it stands out to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like a guy and he's like, oh, here's how you would fix this, or here's why this is done incorrectly or whatnot. But the average person, they walk into the kitchen, they're like, hey, there's some cabinets, who gives a shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
well, chefs never go, did you make your own food? Oh, did you make that, Sam?
Did you make this? You're not a professional chef, are you?
Huh.
Well, no, I'm not. I made it because it was good enough for me and fuck off.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. You got another topic.
My last haircut, though, was all hair off. That was my...
Did you fucking?
No, I haven't done it. No. That's what
that
I'm saying.
Going to be your final haircut.
No, my last haircut was that. You know, my current hair is very long.
And it's been since then. Okay.
It's been since I buzzed my whole heads to no hairs a few years ago, you know? And I haven't had a haircut since then. The last sit-down haircut I went and got... was when I was having the short hair, and she cut it and she combed every fucking hair on my head towards the center front of my top head area there in the front where my hair's thin, you know. She combed all my hair toward it. I know she was like, well, let me just cover up this head meat, but it was really more just like, let me just draw an arrow to this, like head wide,
right. So.
Yeah. Then I did the thing for a little while where I was, you know, shaving around the sides and the back, and I grew it long on the top, and then I was poofing it up
you
sometimes.
You should have a hairstyle of, what's his name? Hayashi? No, what's his name from Tekken?
Hihachi.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy. You should have that haircut.
That'd be good.
Or also the guy from Prodigy, right?
yeah, totally. Same thing. Keith Flint.
Wow.
You like that? I plan my haircuts ahead.
He named himself after Flint from G.I. Joe, right?
Mm-hmm. And Keith from Voltron.
His name was... You know it?
Keith from Voltron.
Yes.
What? Whose name was what? Whose name was what? Flint?
Flint.
Conrad Hauser. Conrad Hauser. No, that was Duke.
No, Flint has some weird French name or something. I can't remember.
All right. Le Petit Jambon.
Jambon?
Oh, man. Can you tell I got a D in French?
You want a jam-a-bone?
Whoa.
Got another topic.
All right, what do you got?
Sally Bloodbath wants us to talk about racist comics.
Really?
Yes.
I should be looking at the Spyrus's Pie Twitter, because I'm just reading mine.
Yeah, me too. But we follow, right? So it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I was hoping
not going to be anything on there. No one cares.
I know there would be. There wouldn't be. There wouldn't. You know. Right. There's no underlap, is what I'm saying. Racist Comics.
Wait, hold on. Is that a Jess Fink cunnilingus euphemism?
Underlap. Oh, yes,
write it up. Send That's it good. To Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. Racist Comics. Like what?
I don't know.
Name one.
I don't know.
All comics?
Richard Pryor.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah. Margaret Cho. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What's her face even? Bergmanstein.
Bergman?
Sarah Bergmanstein.
And it's Bergen?
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Bergen, the third.
She always says racist stuff.
Who?
Sarah Silverman.
Oh! Yes. Yeah, she got in shit for that.
What kind of shit?
She made some, like, Chinese joke on TV or something. She got in shit.
From the Chinese?
Yeah, she can't be on TV anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they cancel her show? Did they revoke her privilege?
No, not from her show. It was like she was on some other show or whatever, and they got letters, you know. Fucking letters. Isn't it funny how, like, if you send a letter, that's fucking official?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like, oh my god, we got a letter about this. They took the time to write letters, write things on paper and send it to us and spend money on a stamp.
Yep.
So.
You think they'd take it seriously if you printed out a bunch of tweets?
Yeah, mail them. Mail them in.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't really know any racist comics.
You mean like racist comic books?
Yeah, probably is what you meant.
Black Lightning.
Oh,
racist. I don't know.
Isn't like
Wonder Woman?
Isn't it like it's only racist if you are offended by it, and if you are offended by it, you're a pussy. You know?
Yes.
Like, isn't that kind of the root of all offensiveness? Is like, fucking, we'll just stop being offended by it. Like, fucking grow up.
Yeah, get over it.
Don't you think? Someone just said some words, and that guy's, like, for real, I'm not even being shitty about this, but, if someone says something that you don't like, it's like, oh, fucking, don't ever talk to that person again, and you can think that they are dumb, and everything that comes out of their mouth is stupid, and don't pay any attention to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Unless it's somebody in a position of power who is using that to wrong you. But if someone's just saying something offensive, like, just don't be offended by it. Isn't that easier?
It is.
I don't know. Like, you can't ever control, like, what someone else is going to say, you know, or think. So all you can do is control how you react to it. Be the better person. Be bigger. Be better.
But if someone says something racist and you don't immediately get all up in their face and tell them how wrong they are and that they're stupid and shitty?
Well,
then aren't
you
complicit in their shittiness?
Matter? It's not going to matter.
No, but shouldn't you at least do your futile part in getting your teeth knocked in?
Why feed the shitty flame, right? Stop feeding the shit flame, Ricky. I don't know. Why even participate at all? Like, just turn the other cheek, right? Like Howard of the County might have at one point. Although, the moral of that story is sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man.
That's right. The moral of what?
Kenny Rogers, why must you rebuke my bukkake cake,
Who?
Money cake? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. What's money cake again?
Moneycake.org.
I'm not looking.
Now it's the money cake.
Cake farts.
Money cake farts. Girl taking a dump of a roll of quarters into a cake.
All right. Why has it got to be a girl?
Well, no one wants to see a dude do that.
You don't think?
Yes, I do think everybody wants to see a dude do that.
Okay, so suppose you set up a table at a grocery store with a stack of DVDs.
Selling comics.
Girl pooping quarters and a guy pooping quarters. Those are the two DVDs you got. How fast would you sell out of one before you sell it? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think Starship Enterprise has guy pooping quarters on it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're selling them in the store. You will sell out of the girl one first, always.
You sure? What if you
Guaranteed.
only What if you only sell to women?
They would still rather see that. They don't want to see a dude pooping.
No one wants to see a dude pooping.
No. Well, no.
Remember that, remember when they did that thing where it's just the faces of the people, you know, when they're having the orgasms there?
Yes.
Remember there was that thing going around? You know,
you want a pooping face one?
Pooping face one.
It's just have a bunch of comic books in front of the faces. All you can see is eyeballs.
I suppose.
What are magazines.
What have you been reading when you shit lately there? What's your shit reads? What's on your shit shelf?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Well.
You embarrassed?
No, because the books are borrowed, and I don't want people to know that I'm reading their borrowed books. I know it's assumed that you're going to, but like, just feel like, I don't want to. You don't want to say it, you know.
You bought those books now.
I know. I can't give it back.
Yeah, just don't return them. Tell me what they are.
Buy a new copy. I have to buy new copies of them now.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. Like you assume, and what's even weirder is that those books, the person who owns them, they were probably reading those on their toilet.
That's true.
Toilet.
So it's better that you're not reading them like in the kitchen.
Exactly. Or in bed? Ugh. Or like, I won't read borrowed books in bed for that reason.
Bookmarking them with a sandwich? Just like, I'm going to eat this sandwich later. I'm going to save my page.
Slice of bologna?
Yeah.
No, you'd use prosciutto for that, I suppose.
Oh. Bologna baby wipes.
Okay, besides those things,
I wonder if I could fart the peppercorn out of a piece of cotto salami.
Just macaroni and cheese loaf. I tried farting an olive out of a piece of olive loaf, but it just made a whistle. Came out the wrong way.
That's good.
Great. Yep. No, I always like bring something in to read, and then like I have a quick poop, and I'm like, ah, I didn't have time to read.
I'm so jealous of quick poops. Heather poops in like 45 seconds.
I can, sometimes.
Not me.
Depends. Do we need to talk about this? Do we need to be doing a show at all?